I'm curious where you see the aromatase inhibitors fitting in terms of prevention, also in terms of DCIS, ductal carcinoma in situ, yeah, which you're studying right now. And as a prelude to getting your take on that, can you summarize the STAR trial results and prevention that just came out?
A very exciting trial, a comparison of tamoxifen and raloxifene, which many people know as Evista, a drug that's approved for treatment of osteoporosis. Basically, a randomized trial, only postmenopausal women involved, women at high risk, as in the P1 trial. And the bottom line was that Evista was equally effective at preventing invasive breast cancers, but with a somewhat better side effect profile, with significantly fewer uterine cancers, fewer thrombotic events, and fewer cataracts, I think were the main advantages of raloxifene. So with an equal efficacy, now there was not equal efficacy in terms of DCIS, but on the other hand, DCIS is not a life-threatening disease.
So you're saying tamoxifen is more effective?
Was a little bit more effective at preventing DCIS. But what we're really trying to do is prevent patient deaths, and those are caused by invasive breast cancer. So in the primary endpoint, which is invasive breast cancer, they're equivalent in efficacy, and Evista has a better side effect profile.
What do we know about the rate of endometrial cancer and deep vein thrombosis for Evista versus nothing?
Well, we don't, except I think from some of the osteoporosis trials. I'm not sure they had enough patients to really evaluate that. There was more than a handful of endometrial cancers in the Evista group in the STAR trial, but it was certainly less than in tamoxifen. And then in the P1 trial, there was a baseline rate of endometrial cancers that occurred in the control group or the placebo group. So I think that's something you have to expect regardless of the drug.
What about the age correlation with deep vein thrombosis and these two drugs? I think that in the P1, in the premenopausal patients, it really wasn't an issue.
It's mostly an issue in older women. It's also an issue in women who have some inherited tendency towards thrombotic events. Of course, these are all postmenopausal women. We have no premenopausal women in the P2 trial.